Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Into hour number two, Jonathan Elinoff is going to be joining us in 1 hour to talk about the latest police state developments in Denver ahead of this giant police state promotion that is the DNC. Then Wayne Madsen, 30 minutes after that, dealing with threats to bloggers. The NSA reportedly talking about killing bloggers. Why don't we just, quote, kill them? That's what they do in Iraq. They just kill alternative newspaper people. Then Peter Del Scott in the fourth hour. Ron Paul scheduled to be calling in the next 5 minutes. And also Paul Watson at the bottom of this hour, 4:30 as well. Got Steve coming on. I like to later in the week. I like to have them pop in and visit with us. Really, the big news is on the military front is that NATO has suspended formal contacts with Russia, kicking their Russian ambassador to NATO out. That is always a foreshadowing of intensifying physical conflict. It's always been in the past a very serious move, and they say because of Russia's unwarranted sneak attack on Georgia is why they're doing that, knowing that the public think that Georgia, USA was attacked. Merrill Wachovia in danger of failing. Top strategist says huge news there. Also, MSNBC reporting a police state is being set up. Also, New York City settles with anti-war protesters for $2 million. They would not allow anyone in the city to have anti-war signs anywhere. The city would not, quote, issue permits. See, first they say, oh, you got to have a permit to protest and be on the sidewalk. See, permits were just first for parades walking streets, which sounds reasonable in big cities. But then it's, well, you got to have a permit, period, and we're not issuing them. And then they arrested thousands and beat them and everything else, and they've lost a whole bunch of lawsuits there. They just lost another $2 million lawsuit. But don't worry, they'll just squeeze it out of slaves on the streets of New York. Continuing with just amazing report here in front of me, the FBI admits it has no case against Dr. Ivins. The FBI has admitted it has no case against Ivins, as summarized in an article in the Washington Post, and they also accidentally destroyed the only samples of anthrax from the government lab. Well, they had to do that because then they couldn't have proof and link it up to the anthrax that was sent out that was weaponized in the U.S. government. So they have to claim someone else made this in their basement. I mean, just incredible lying. And even my mother-in-law, who's smart, but, you know, somewhat establishment, believes in the system, calls up yesterday going, oh, my God, the government's covering up what really happened with the anthrax. What do you think? You think they did it, basically. I mean, you know, everybody's waking up. I mean, this is getting too obvious. Then they said he's always been the only suspect. They knew he did it 4 years ago, but they were busy just 6 months ago still persecuting Dr. Stephen Hatfield. See, there's some people still have a memory. Some people still pay attention and are going, wait, the lies are just getting so thick here. Meanwhile, the government weapons expert who broke in after he'd been fired at Fort Dedrick into the area with the anthrax, he's working in another bioweapons lab in New Mexico, and no one is even talking about him, Dr. Philip Zank. But we are, and it is covered. Oh, I forgot. What, how timely. Fabled Enemies, Jason Burmes' new film that comes out in just 10 days. We're going to release it a little early on the 31st, but officially it'll be out September 1st at PrisonPlanet.tv. There is a whole, I'd say, 15-minute segment in the two-hour film on the anthrax, and guess who one of the presenters in the film is, one of the experts interviewed on the Israeli connection, also the anthrax and the rest of it. That is good old Mike Rivero of WhatReallyHappened.com. So I had forgotten to let you know that we also in the new film cover the anthrax attack and who really launched that. We'll be right back with Congressman Ron Paul, who just called in from the hospital with his beloved Carol. And we really appreciate him taking the time out to do that. We'll be back in 3 minutes with the congressman.
Thank you. a day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijacker's ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Collectors, outdoor enthusiasts, survivalists. The Army Navy store from your memory as a child is just that, a memory. But there is still one place to find everything from gas masks to ammo cans and find it cheap. MaineMilitary.com. Get hard to find objects like real wool blankets for under 20 bucks, canteens for just $2, or trioxane fuel for just $1 a box. M-A-I-N-E, military.com with free shipping on items over $150, not including heavy items. Find surplus items for cheap now, like 30 caliber cleaning kit for just $2.99 a piece, or a dozen for $30. Flare pistols are only $25. Want to add a brand new Israeli gas mask to your collection? Kids and adult sizes are just $20. Get G3 mags for just $2, or a military fuel can for only $16. Add the siphon holes for another $7.99. Find it all online at MaineMilitary.com. With shipping throughout the world, check out MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179. Call today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We have Congressman Ron Paul with us. We'll be posting this interview in full at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. He joins us to give us an update on his wife, Carol, wonderful person we're all praying for, then the Russia-Georgia situation, the economy, and the upcoming police state situation with the microwave guns, the secret FEMA camp now exposed in Denver. We've got him for one segment because he's obviously got to be there at the hospital in South Texas with his wife, Carol. Congressman, thank you for breaking your silence after the last week of your wife being so ill here on this radio show. Thank you for joining us.
Well, it's good to be back with you, and I feel a lot better, even though we had some tough days. She was on a breathing machine for 12 days, and she got off the machine yesterday, and they got her out of bed yesterday. So I'm feeling a lot better, and I appreciate everybody's concerns.
Well, you're a medical doctor, but for those that don't know, getting someone off a respirator and getting them up, this is huge news.
Yes, it is. It's really, it's a big, big step, and you can imagine what it's like to lie flat on your back for 12 days. One thing she said was, "Wow, I'm weak." she's doing well.
Well, I've talked to people that have been on respirators. It's also very painful to have it pushing your lungs full.
Yeah.
Wow, she's a trooper. Well, I'm sure the prayers had a great effect, and folks, keep those prayers up. Now, to kill any rumors, you are currently going to be at the big rally for the Republic with Jesse Ventura and all these huge musical guests. You're going to be there, barring some turn for the worse.
That is right, and things are looking better there for a couple of days. I didn't know what I could do or would do if she were like that, but she isn't. She's getting better, and she'd want me to be there, so I have all the plans. I've been talking to staff more now about the details of the schedule, and it's all coming together. And I throughout the campaign, I was worried about the rally. Some days we only had 3 days to put things together, and yet the people always showed up. So I'm optimistic that the people are going to show up. You want to see your crowd, and you want to fill it, because, you know, if it's slightly less full than it could be, you know, then the media say, oh, I didn't show up.
Well, I mean, you don't have
that
a lot
sort of thing.
There's 14,000 tickets. I mean, you don't have many more to sell here, do you?
No, a couple thousand. And we're going to probably get the students come back into town that day, I think September 1st. And that's where we get a lot of support. You know how many young people have joined us.
Oh,
so
yes.
I think the young people, when they come back to town and realize that there are still some standing room positions, they're going to come.
Well, there's no doubt that it's going to oversell. I mean, it's going to be a barn burner, and people always wait to the last minute. Ladies and gentlemen, a week and a half out, they've only got about 20% or 15% of the tickets left. You're not going to get them if you don't buy them very, very soon. And before the congressman leaves us, we'll tell you where to get those tickets. Now, let's get into the really big issues here. You have been talking about how the West has been encircling Russia, moving weapon systems in, the neocons, Israel, NATO, moving advisors in, clearly ordering the sneak attack. That's now come out. The media spinning it, saying that Russia attacked. I mean, total contempt for the public and the facts. Can you give us your geopolitical analysis, Congressman, on what we're looking at here with Georgia and now the Russian ambassadors kicked out of NATO this morning, according to the Associated Press?
But, you know, I think this is a good example of why we argue the case for non-intervention. We are in places where we shouldn't be, and it just leads to a lot of problems. But also, it shows you how the two parties are just thinking exactly alike. Both McCain and Obama says the same thing. Send them more money. Send them more support. Send them troops if necessary. And being very aggressive, and that to me is just so typical of the problems that we face. And you were right in your opening statement there that it was the Georgians that started the military attack. And yet, when you think about what's happened in the last week or so from the media, how many reports have we heard even suggest that maybe there was a balanced position on this? It was 100% essentially said, it was all the Russians' fault. And all they should start thinking about is, how would we react if the Russians were in Mexico stirring up trouble on the borders and claiming New Mexico as part of Mexico? You know, something like that. We'd be livid and infuriated, and yet we are butting against the boundaries all around the Soviets. We're taking that oil from the Caspian Sea and running it through Georgia, and we have a puppet government there. And these are the unintended consequences, maybe intended by some people, who knows. But it's about oil, and it's about our empire, and it's about the establishment running roughshod over the American people.
What do you think the New World Order crowd, because it's not just the neocons, NATO's behind it, Israel, their foreign minister and their defense minister are not even Georgians, and Israel bragged in Herats they had 1,000 troops involved, 1,000 Israeli mercenaries. I mean, what were they thinking to gain from launching a dead-of-night sneak attack on South Ossetia, and even having, this is confirmed, Georgian peacekeepers in with the Russian peacekeepers actually stabbing them in special forces maneuvers in the back?
Well, obviously they condoned it and encouraged it, and why, you know, because it doesn't work out so well, even from their viewpoint, you wonder why they do it. I mean, I guess they deceived themselves. I mean, look at the mess. They probably actually believe that they could conquer Iraq and solidify power there, permanently control the oil, but it didn't work out exactly that way, and I'm sure they are just distorted thinking. But now we, the people, will have to suffer the consequences. I mean, when Obama comes up and says, well, what we need to do is immediately send them $1 billion, I'm all for that. Does he ever say, where are we going to get the $1 billion? How are we going to squeeze it out of the American people? How are we going to take it out of the pockets of the American people? And they're all in big trouble. Oh, well, we'll print the money. Oh, then all your bills are going to go up because the dollar is going to go down. They never talk about that, and that's why our revolution that's going on now just has to be successful, because I think there's a growing number of us who are just sick and tired of what we're getting.
Absolutely. What would you do as president? I mean, you're no longer running now, but what would you advise if they would listen to you? And obviously our listeners can then go out on the campaign trail and call the media, and then this can be put in an article, and then we can push it to the public. What would you do in a relationship with Russia? What would you do in hindsight, but now currently, since this new Cold War has been started?
Well, we should talk to the Russians, and we should deal with them and be friends with them and trade with them and tell them that we have no intention of intimidating you. We don't want to put missiles right up at your border claiming that we're going to protect Europe against the Iranians. The Iranians don't have missiles. They have no nuclear weapons. They can't even make gasoline for themselves. So it's just a farce for us to say that we're there. And I tell the Soviets or the Russians that we have no intention. We're going to take those missiles out, and we're getting out of NATO. We don't even care about NATO. Instead of expanding NATO and trying to get Europe to intimidate you and surround you, I would say that we ought to just back off if we don't get out of NATO the first week. Just say, look, we're not going to keep pressing to get all Eastern Europe to belong to NATO. Fortunately, the other European nations didn't accept the membership of Georgia, or our problems would be much worse.
All right, a few final questions moving quickly here. The economy, they're talking about MSNBC, CNBC, top analyst, about Merrill Lynch collapsing, Wachovia collapsing. They're saying now, after telling us 6 months ago that the worst was over, that the worst is to come. We have a respite in dollar plunging, but it's still low. Where do you see all this going?
Well, I think we have a long way to go. They can prop things up, and they can sort of fool the markets, and, you know, the plunge protection team can get in there and buy and sell and manipulate markets. But ultimately, the market is all-powerful. I would say that at the very, very most, we've only had 25% of the correction that is necessary. So I think we have a long way to go. And as long as government does everything to prop up bad investments, it makes it that much longer. And the longer they wait for these corrections to make, the worse they are. And I think this is what we're witnessing right now. That instead of a small number of companies and banks going bankrupt, now they're going to prolong this, and it's going to be very, very painful. I think this could last a decade or longer before all this correction. Japan took a long time. Their market collapsed in, I think it was 1989. They still essentially haven't recovered the financial benefits of their markets yet.
So this is going to worsen the long term.
Pardon me?
You think this will worsen the long term?
Oh yeah, I think it's going to get much worse. Even though in the short term they may be able to prop up and fool some people, but I think what they're doing is just prolonging the agony. To me, it's sort of, and I use the analogy of a drug addict. You know, they just keep giving the drug addict another fix. He feels better, but eventually the patient dies if you do that. So
do you think
that
this is
we're going to kill the dollar?
Is this being propped up for the election?
Oh, I think they always do that. And also, I think maybe this Georgia incident could be part of the goal of the most radical neocons claim that McCain benefits from this.
Congressman, we only have a minute and a half left. Folks need to go to rallyfortherepublic.com or to the other Ron Paul websites, link through and get tickets. Keith Olbermann admits we're now going into a police state. The Justice Department is now announcing they want to turn local police totally into federal spies, spying on Americans. They've now discovered a secret camp for 5,000 people in Denver with local police running a secret camp. And now MSNBC says we're going into a police state. Everything you've been warning us about, what should we do on that front?
Well, we have to confront them, and this is difficult, because if you confront right now with all your rights guaranteed by the Constitution, you're liable to end up in prison. You know, if you protest the tax code, which, in, you know, the way they collect taxes is unconstitutional, and they have all the guns, and they put you in prison, same way with the monetary system. So I have resorted to doing what I do. I mean, I've been fighting for the enforcement of our Constitution through the legislative process, and hopefully we can have a change. That's why I'm working so hard with the Campaign for Liberty and putting this organization, you know, throughout the country, so that we can galvanize and energize an army of people to bring about changes peacefully. But if it doesn't happen just because of what they're doing, I'm afraid it could lead to violence.
Should we physically stand up instead of go into a total Nazi Germany if that happens?
Well, no, I think eventually we will, and I probably will be talking about this at the convention, is when you
hold on, Congressman, hold on,
disobedient.
Hold on.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S. Though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com. The message of his kingdom.
Every week, thousands of violent crimes are committed. Don't let yourself become a statistic. Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com has great news for outdoor enthusiasts. Now you can protect yourself against possible animal attacks with safe, humane animal repellents, featuring Counter Assault Bear Deterrent and Mace Brand Animal Repellent. Enter radio in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PEPPERspray.com. That's pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Ron Paul's campaign manager died of pneumonia, working himself to death. His wife has had a pacemaker put in and now fought for her life. No doubt the campaign trail is grueling. He's sacrificed so much for us. Finishing up in 1 minute, because you've got to go back to your wife, finishing up with the idea of if they ignore the Constitution, Bill of Rights, our votes, the states, what do we then do? Do we stand up physically?
Well, there's always that possibility that that time will come. I am working hard to try to avoid that, but I do believe that in the near future we will, many of us will have to make a decision whether we'll practice civil disobedience. And of course, I believe in that. I believe that Gandhi and Martin Luther King did bring about positive changes, and they weren't violent people. But when the state goes off track, you usually do have to stand up. Excuse me.
And you're going to be talking about that at the rally for the Republic.
Right. Your tickets. And when civil disobedience should be practiced, it's an individual personal decision. But, yes, this is an historic event coming up September 2nd, and I expect that we're going to have a grand rally. Excuse me.
RonPaul.org, RonPaul.org, or RallyForTheRepublic.com. Congressman, we're praying for you. Thank you for your steadfast defense of humanity and liberty. Take care.
Thank you very much.
There he goes, ladies and gentlemen. Ron Paul there joining us. One of the first interviews he's done since he basically had to rush his wife to the hospital with very serious intestinal problems, and she came very close to not making it. She was on a ventilator for 8 days, ladies and gentlemen. They finally got the tube out of her nose yesterday, got her up and walking around. So this is one of the first interviews. He just came back to the airwaves last night and today. So here he is with us, and we really appreciate him. And I'm not going to the Rally for the Republic because I'm going to be going to Denver, hanging out with Luke Radowski and the We Are Change guys and Jonathan Elenoff out there. Jonathan Elenoff joins us in about 35 minutes. But Jason Burmess will be sitting in here as the pilot, while I'm co-pilot, out in an InfoWar bombing run, peacefully spreading knowledge and information in the info war, destroying the lies and propaganda of the New World Order, getting a close-up look at that FEMA camp, the microwave guns, the sound cannons, everything in Denver. And I'll be leaving this weekend and coming back the next weekend. Jason Burmess will also be sitting in on the Sunday show this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m., and I'll be calling in with a report from Denver for you there as well. There's a big concert with Rage Against the Machine and Flobots and others. That's where the rubber bullets might fly. We'll be there covering that. We'll be there basically sneaking around, videotaping the police, tracking them. We need you to come out en masse to Denver. And nonchalantly, some of you, we need InfoWar agents. We need Liberty Defenders to counter the military operatives, the defense establishment, you know, defense intelligence people that will be out provocateuring. We need people to follow the worst anarchists back to where they're staying. We need to catch them on video, being given orders by police. When they arrest provocateurs, we need to try to stay on them no matter what. You want to bring them down, folks. We've already done this in Canada and other places, in Italy, in Europe, and in the U.S., and it's really hurting them bad. Be wearing a suit and tie. Act like you're an Obama-oid. Have a little camera. Be inside the convention center, inside the main lines, bivouac yourself near police, hang out, and you'll see little anarchists come over and they'll look around. An intelligence officer will stand out, and a lot of times even in uniform, they'll give them orders, then they'll slip out, and then you'll have on video them getting orders, then you'll see them provocateuring. It hurts them. It is devastating. It's a form of terrorism. It's against our First Amendment. They stage these events, and they stage and hire provocateurs to try to discredit and give the image of protesters as violent, masked people breaking things, so the police have a pretext, a lot of times not even knowing, to attack peaceful demonstrators, to then create a chilling effect to destroy rallies and demonstrations and petition for redress of grievances. Also, if you see somebody hitting cops and then starting fights, you see them drag them off, do whatever you have to calmly. This is hunting. To get through the line or to set up somewhere with a far zoom to see them take them behind a truck, and then later they'll take their mask off. It'll be the same person, same boots, and then show them come out from behind. We did that in Montebello. That's been done. Our people, our great folks, have done that in Seattle. I mean, for now 8-9 years we've been catching them, and it's so vital to defeat enemy operations. It is, and before we could report this in 99, and I could make a self-made film like Police State 2, The Takeover, and it would get some circulation and wake some up, and then it was one of the first videos to go viral on the web. But it isn't enough. Now the alternative media is so big that if we catch provocateuring, and I can't do it all, I need your help. I've been meaning to enlist people, and I just haven't thought to do it on air. That doesn't mean get orders from me. It doesn't mean even get to me and give me the video. Don't wait. Get it up. Explain what it is. Link it to other videos of the police being caught doing it. This can really hurt them bad. This can really defend the First Amendment. That's our job, defending the Bill of Rights, defending America, defending our birthright, defending liberty.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secret of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online with WebEx for as little as $59 a month, about the price of a tank of gas. You could host unlimited meetings every month from your desktop. WebEx from Cisco, used by more than 7 million people every month. Give it a try, free, and qualify for a free webcam. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code REWARD. WEBEX.com, promo code REWARD. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Watson, the man that runs PrisonPlanet.com and PrisonPlanet.tv, my websites, under his tutelage. He has just really done a great job with the sites, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.net. He's with us for the next 30 minutes to talk about Georgia, the police state, the economy, all the key issues that are most important in the mind of Paul Watson. Then the front lines of the New World Order activities with Jonathan Elinoff next hour. In Denver, warming up for continual on-the-ground coverage there, including live video feed coverage at Infowars.com. Paul Watson, a lot is happening.
Hello, Alex. Good to be back.
Good to have you here with us. All right, give us your analysis, your take on where the Russia situation is going. Then let's get into the economy, the police state, all of it.
Well, the Russia situation basically started for me when a couple of Fridays ago, we were updating the websites in the morning, and we read stories about Georgian forces attacking and killing Russian peacekeepers. But by the time we went and looked at the news again in the afternoon, it became the fact that Russia had attacked Georgia, and the original stories about Georgia attacking the Russian peacekeepers had all but disappeared. And of course, that was time to coincide with the opening ceremony of the Beijing Olympics. So by the time that Saturday morning came around, it was the evil Russians that had started the war, killed civilians, and they were being painted as the villains of the entire piece by the Western media.
And that's ongoing now. Break that down.
Well, there's numerous examples. BBC, Sky News, CNN have all used footage of the ruins of the South Ossetian provincial capital, which was destroyed, 70% destroyed. They've all used footage of that destruction and said in the narrative that the footage represents the aftermath of the Russian attack on Gori, the Georgian town of Gori. And to have three separate Western news networks carry out that scam is telling about the way in which the propaganda war is being waged.
Yeah, they're not liberal. They're not conservative. They're not. They are Pentagon run, and that's come out in past years. This is just complete and total lies and contempt for the people to lie at this magnitude.
Right. And I mean, it's not as if we haven't seen it before with the fake concentration camp in the Bosnia situation back in the mid-90s, where ITN, which is another British news organization, filmed a refugee camp from the inside looking out, and then splashed it across the newspapers the next day that it was a concentration camp, and that, of course, started the massacre of the Serbians, which was a NATO operation. But from the perspective from outside the US in this Russia-Georgia situation is that it's basically the decline and the next stage in the decline and fall of the Anglo-American empire. Because every time that Bush or Condoleezza Rice comes out and orders the Russians to pull their troops out or do anything else, come to the table, the Russians simply ignore them and do whatever is on their agenda. So the result of that is that it completely discredits the American empire as has been created and makes America look weak.
And now the unprecedented move, I mean, this normally is a prelude to war. They have kicked the Russian ambassadors out of NATO.
Right. So it's basically a redrawing of the lines. It's the emergence of Russia and China as the new empire and the decline and fall of the Anglo-American empire.
But even during the Cold War, Russia had ambassadors to NATO. That's part of detente, part of talking. This is unprecedented. This is a message. As they roll weapons and troops into the region surrounding Russia, and now we have the number two general in Russia coming out and saying that they are getting intel that you reported yesterday at PrisonPlanet.com that a false flag attack may be in the offing. Tell folks about that.
Yeah, that was Russian General Staff Anatoly Nogosvin, difficult to pronounce, but yeah, he's a top general in the Russian military, and he said on Monday that Georgia was possibly planning to commit false flag terror attacks by using mercenaries with Slavic appearance clad in the uniform of the Russian military, which is why they station troops around sensitive areas like hydroelectric plants and so forth, because they think that Georgia, is about to attempt a false flag attack, which would then be blamed on either Chechen separatists or whatever you want.
And let's be clear, there's already been a false flag attack, an attack on Russia, and then the media claiming Russia did it. That is a false flag right there. And so when they say they're getting intel that they may blow stuff up and blame it on the Russians, I mean, this is getting really serious.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the original attack claimed it was indiscriminate in targeting civilian areas, universities and hospitals and so forth, killed over, I mean, the conservative estimate is 1,400 civilians in South Ossetia. while that was taking place, the world was transfixed with the Olympics. And, I mean, it took about 6 or 8 hours for the mainstream media to even report on what was going on. And when they did, it was about the evil Russian aggressors.
Well, that tells us right there, the Western media is completely evil, the governments are completely criminal, and we already knew this, but it's just more validation that you can believe nothing they say or do. It is a criminal enterprise going for broke.
Exactly, and I mean, it was exemplified when they had that 12-year-old American girl on Fox News who was talking about how the Russians were the aggressors, and I mean how the Georgians were the aggressors, sorry, and she was saved by the Russian troops, and they just cut her off. And Sky News and others have used actual clips of South Ossetian civilians screaming and crying and mourning their loved ones, and said that they were Georgian citizens mourning the loss of their loved ones after the Russian attack. So they'll completely flip it around.
They've even shown Georgian troops attacking, as you said, South Ossetia, and then saying that they're Russian. They've shown South Ossetian hospitals and said that it's Georgians. Total contempt, total deception. Do you know what this means, listeners? Do you know what it means, the average yuppie out there listening, laughing right now? And this isn't cute. These levels of lies are very, very dangerous.
And then another thing that's dangerous is the fact that you've got this Saakashvili character who is so clearly mentally unstable. There was footage of him which we posted on Monday where he's on live television. He's talking to Bush or Condoleezza Rice on the phone. And he literally starts eating his own tie. And it's not as if it's, you know, it's not a clear thing. He's actually eating his tie
on
live television.
It was like a Monty Python skit of showing a crazy person in a mental institution. He crams the red tie in his mouth, and then like a child with a crazy look starts chewing on it and just keeps going on live TV going, oh, oh, I mean, just nuts.
Exactly. And then there's that other footage of him scampering away from after a plane flies over, and it's just pathetic, and the people behind him are pathetic. That, you know, NATO and the Anglo-American Empire, every time they make a statement and Russia ignores it, it just makes them look weaker. So it's the next stage in the collapse of that empire and the advance of a new one, and that's obvious for everyone to see.
Well, I mean, the Russians aren't good. Their government's corrupt. Most governments are bad. The Chinese government's horrible. But the point is, when we're worse than them, and when we have leaders that are, I mean, Condoleezza Rice is a complete moron. Bush is a complete joke. And we're all being blamed for this, ladies and gentlemen. The world knows we're lying. It's all over foreign news. Look at the American media. They are congenital liars. Look how dumb their people are. You know, they say Russia attacked Georgia. I mean, we are a laughing stock, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, I mean, there's been global polls about, you know, which side people believe. And the overwhelming majority believe the Russians. And it's not as if the Russians haven't been, you know, fingering the fact that the entire Western media is engaged in, I mean, Lavrov came out, the Russian foreign minister, and he called it a propaganda scam that is attempting to present an aggression on the part of the Georgian army against its own citizens as a conflict between Georgia and Russia.
I mean, what do they expect Russia to do? They came in, they pushed the military out, the Georgians kept firing while saying cease fire, begging for help, and announcing that Russia had invaded, and then the Russians have pulled back to right around South Ossetia and Abkhazia. And they've always been there since the massacres in 92 by the Georgians the first time. They were there under international mandate. And it's NATO, Israel, and the U.S. that are the lawless criminals. On its face, it's just black and white. And our media is so evil, our public is so pathetic, that the average American thinks that Russia did all this. Don't you understand, public, that if they can get away with stuff like this, they can get away with anything to you? I mean, you're not immune from all this evil, folks. Oh, man.
I mean, Yeah, and exactly. Then you've got, I think it was last Friday, repeated reports about Russia attacking or advancing towards, in preparation to attack, the Georgian capital, Tbilisi, and other areas which the media was reporting that they were attacking. The next day, that news completely disappeared because it was completely made up. And the Russians were trying to point this out, and, you know, nobody mentions it the next day when it disappears from the headlines.
What we are is a delusional country. And what extent is it in England? I know your media is almost worse than the U.S. media, I have to say, on this subject. You know, later they'll claim they weren't part of it. It's a little bit slicker in England, but at the time they're just as or worse at twisting and lying. Are the British people buying it?
Not as much as the Americans, that's for sure. I mean, there were headlines in the newspaper the day after it happened saying, you know, the pipeline war, and people began to learn that it was about this BTC pipeline that passes just underneath Russia. But what's good about Britain is that Russia today, which has carried all the most precise news about this entire conflict, is on the satellite broadcasting system along with Sky News, BBC and all the others. And, I mean, we've been accused of parroting Russian propaganda. But the fact is that Russia today have had on, for interviews, Paul Craig Roberts, you know, people from LouRockwell.com,
Ray
McGovern, people like that, who are on your show regularly. So it's not as
well, I have to say, I mean, Russia today is incredibly accurate. I mean, it's thought-provoking. I mean, I wish we had TV like that here. I'm watching it, and I've got research from other sides. I'm not even just believing it, and it's accurate. I mean, it blows me away.
Yeah, to say that the Russian media is more independent than the British or the American just highlights how much trouble we're in.
Because, I mean, they'll even, quote, show both sides, but there isn't really any both sides about it. I tell you, I'm worried, Paul. It's getting crazier and crazier.
Exactly, whereas, you know, everybody in America, or if you take Yahoo.com as the news agenda in America, they're concerned about a plastic monkey suit that people claim is Bigfoot, and that's been top of the news all this week. I mean, what is going on in people's minds?
And you've got two scam artist corrections officers running around with this monkey suit that I identified in 5 minutes. Exactly. They want to know about a monkey suit. I'm sorry, the Russian media, the people there, they don't want to know about monkey suits, folks. The Japanese, it's just, we have, well, in my own private life, I deal with people making up stuff about me that's just whole cloth made up, and our own movement buys it. And it's like, answer for this, answer for that. I'm like, it's not even true. It's just so incredible. I mean, I keep repeating it, but it is a wanton delusion. People are delusional, Paul.
Well, exactly. It gives them refuge, doesn't it, from facing real issues. I mean, it's been that way for a while. But the level of wanton mindlessness, which is evident when you read the news every day, and what is top of the news is just baffling. When a fake monkey suit can be top of the news while we may be on the verge of World War III, or at the very least, you know, a future nuclear conflict, and people are obsessing about a plastic monkey suit for an entire week, we're in a lot of trouble.
Well, over that weekend, 888-889-8810, the top story was celebrity hairdos and a car wreck. A car wreck by some Hollywood star. I mean, folks, this is life and death. This isn't a game. This isn't a game having a criminal media that tells you Russia attacked Georgia. It isn't a game having a criminal media. The government staged terror attacks, folks. It's now come out mainstream news that Dick Cheney wanted to stage more and blow up our ships. They're not playing games. We're all in danger here. I'm sorry, monkey suits aren't important.
And as Ron Paul was talking about earlier, both McCain and Obama are fully behind the U.S. NATO client state, Georgia. Today, people are tipping I don't know if it's been announced yet. It was set to be announced today or tomorrow.
Hillary.
The favorite, or one of the favorites, apart from Hillary.
Biden.
Is this guy from Indiana, this senator, Evan Bayh, who is the most virulent neocon you could ever imagine. He was actually on the Committee for the Liberation of Iraq with John McCain in 2003, which propagandized for the invasion of Iraq.
Oh, so you're talking about who McCain's about to tip.
No, I'm talking about Barack Obama's potential.
I didn't know that. I knew he's looking at, oh my God.
This is U.S. News and World Report said yesterday, quote, top Democratic Party officials are expecting Barack Obama to select Indiana Senator Evan Bayh as his running mate as early as midweek. I don't know if it's going to be him, but it says that he's the favorite. And he voted for the reauthorization of the Patriot Act in 2006. He's repeatedly said that Iran has got a nuclear weapons program, despite the fact that the National Intelligence Estimate and the CIA said that's not true. He's a keen supporter of AIPAC, the pro-Israel lobby group, and he's potentially going to be Obama's running mate.
Stay there. Let's talk more about it with Paul Watson, PrisonPlanet.com. This is dangerous times, ladies and gentlemen. A bunch of hardcore criminals doing whatever they want, and a public just completely lobotomized.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at PrisonPlanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide. Or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Have you ever suffered from Giardia, food poisoning, heavy metal poisoning, arthritis, fatigue, or high cholesterol? Maybe you're one of the 75 million Americans that the Center for Disease Control reports is suffering from internal parasites. If so, Freshwater Organics is proud to introduce you to a million-year-old miracle that has been used all over the world by health-conscious individuals seeking alternatives to chemicals and drugs. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, is a 100% natural, organic product with absolutely no additives. When taken daily, it is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Many believe it is the key to a healthy digestive tract. To find an FPP distributor near you, or to buy it now online, go to www.freshwaterorganics.com. You can also call toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Fat burners. I like the sound of that. Fat burners. Life change fat burners. When fat burners are used in conjunction with Life Change Tea, you're going to see a change in your life. Maybe you'll be a movie star. Maybe you'll drive NASCAR. Maybe you'll be a lion tamer. Well, maybe not a lion tamer. Get energy, lose weight, getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Your fat burners and tea are available at getthetea.com. Get energy, lose weight, getthetea.com. Your fat burners and tea are available at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or call us 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. And don't forget to ask about our Mid-State Fair special. That's getthetea.com.
I've got some audio I'm going to play later in the next hour of Condoleezza Rice on CBS News demonizing Russia and lying. And I've been reading during the break. Every comment. These are people in the U.S. are saying you're complete liars. Russia attacked no one. Georgia attacked them. And saying you're a pack of liars. I mean, I think the New World Order, I mean, is really, really starting to destroy all their credibility. But going back to Paul Watson, Paul, you were bringing up the neocon that Barack Obama, I've got the U.S. News and World Report here, it certainly does say that, that he's probably going to pick a neocon warmonger as his VP. I mean, that's just par for the course. Go ahead.
Yeah, and there's a quote which is from whitehouse.gov, which says on October 2nd, 2002, Bi joined President George W. Bush and congressional leaders in a Rose Garden ceremony announcing their agreement on the joint resolution authorizing the Iraq war and was thanked by Bush and Senator John McCain, Obama's supposed adversary, for co-sponsoring the resolution. And he's also brought into force these resolutions against Iran. But most of these Democrats who voted for the Iraq war, you know, later recant or supposedly recant, but Senator Bi didn't even recant in February 2006. He refused to renounce his support for the war in Iraq in an interview with the Washington Post, and he also voted for the reauthorization of the USA Patriot Act in 2006, having also declared his, quote, lifelong affection for the State of Israel APAC luncheon in the same year. So he's a complete neocon. He sat on the commission with McCain to propagandize for the invasion of Iraq in 2003. And he's also a Bilderberg member who gave a keynote speech at the 1999 Bilderberg meeting in Portugal. And this is the person that they're tipping to become Obama's potential future VP. So this empty platitude of change is once again, you know, revealed for the reality of what it is, which is the status quo.
Well, look at the Obama campaign going after Jerome Corsi for 9/11 Truth. So see, now the Democrats, oh, you better not talk about 9/11 Truth. I mean, there's just no difference.
Well, I read the news today that McCain's 5 points ahead, and I couldn't care less, to be honest, because Obama would be more dangerous. You know, we had a fresh-faced young contender here in 1997 who promised change, and his name was Tony Blair. Look what happened after that. And the same kind of mindless idolatry of Blair is what I'm seeing now with Obama in 2008. So if he's the man, then you can only expect things to get worse, because they'll bring in the left fist of the socialist encroachment on your private lives, just as they have in Britain.
And the Democrats are piling on to strengthen all the police state. And I want to see what liberals are going to do. Are you just going to now hail it and go, yes, it's, you know, it's good, but it was bad when Bush was doing it? Oh, man. You know, I'm tired of being called a right-winger, then a left-winger. Now I'm going to be a right-winger again if Obama gets elected. I just can't imagine McCain. The vast majority, I've seen the statistics, it's 90-plus percent of those that get that type of cancer that McCain had, they end up dying within 10 years. And he had it 9 years ago. And his cheeks are always swollen up, his neck's always swollen, he looks like he's about to die. Oh, God. And it's all this evil scum running everything. It just never is going to end, these people. Paul Watson, stay there. I want to do 5 more minutes with him. We're going to get Jonathan Allen off. We are Change Colorado as we look deeply into the police state developing in Denver that I'll be right in the middle of next week.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
A day off.